أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24.
فارس، تعرف أنه العلم ما بيعرف عمر أبداً، وهيك القلب العطشان للمعرفة رح يلاقي طريقه رغم كل سنين بقلب سنين. ما في شي بيوقفنا من أنه نكون طلاب مدى الحياة.
إحنا بالفعل طلاب مدى الحياة، وهالأشخاص اللي بيلتحقوا بمؤسسات تعليمية حتى بمراحل لاحقة من حياتهم ترفع لهم القبعة الحقيقة، لأنه عادة بتعرفي مصادر العلم والثقافة متعددة. بدل الواحد يثقف نفسه يعلم نفسه، ولكن أروح ألتزم التزام بديجري معينة ومسار جامعي معين، أمر أبدا مش سهل.
أكيد في فرق بين العلم كمان والثقافة. قصتنا اليوم قصة أم لأربع أولاد وجدة لخمس أحفاد. أنطوانيت كيروز استفادت من فترة الإغلاق والحجر المنزلي، حولته لخلوة مع الكتاب والتعلم، واليوم توجت إصرارها على التعلم بإجازة بعلوم الاجتماع التطبيقي والمرافقة.
شو حلو، اليوم أنطوانيت كمان بتفكر تكمل دراساتها العليا بالمرافقة النفسية اللي فترة أنت عندك ماسترز فيها، صح؟
بفتكر كلنا عنا طوق للمعرفة والمرافقة النفسية.
خلينا مع بعض وبكل سرور الحقيقة وسعادة نرحب بضيفتنا لهذه الساعة السيدة أنطوانيت كيروز. يا أهلا وسهلا، يسعد صباحك.
Good morning, Paris. Good morning, Petra. Thank you so much for inviting me.
We're so proud of your achievement. يعني عن جد كثير.
Oh my goodness me. I'm overwhelmed by the attention my degree has brought upon family members and friends.
You're a role model. أنطوانيت، it's our joy. أنت عن جد مثال. رح عوز الكلمات اللي أنت قلتيهن. قلتي لي I would like to ask myself always what would 8-year-old Antoinette do. وقررت كأنه تسمعي لصوت أنطوانيت الطفلة اللي كانت مشتاقة للكتاب، وقررت رغم كل الظروف أنك تخلي أنطوانيت الصغيرة جواتك تكون فخورة بحالها. كيف تطلع اليوم علي اللي حققتيه؟
I read something a few years ago and they said there are two people that you need to please in your life, and that is the young version of you and the older version of you. And as you said, Petra, the younger version of me would be very proud and the older version of me will be very grateful. We always thirst for education, and there is no time frame, there is no age limit. And within today's social media, we're always searching to see, to gather information. So education is important, and filtering the proper information, and that that requires skills and knowledge. So that's hence the reason. So I thought, no, I want to continue with my the career that I pursued, and that was within psychotherapy and counseling. So yeah, I'm very proud of what I've done. So
we are proud of you,
Antoinette.
You.
You're a busy woman.
Indeed,
grandmother.
But
still,
proud.
You found the time. Come on, يعني, it is hard
did.
To be committed. Really, يعني, how much does it take? يعني, a huge deal of commitment and time management. How did you manage to pursue your higher studies to succeed and to excel?
I'll correct you first. I have 5 grandchildren.
No, mashallah. God bless them.
5. And they're my greatest pride. I have 4 beautiful, beautiful children who I'm very, very proud of, and I'm honored to be their mother. To find time, it's self-discipline. So although I studied at Torrance University, we did have to attend workshops and classes, and we had to do placement and so on. There was a lot of Zoom. So and my children, my family, and my grandchildren were very supportive. So, you know, Sydney's in the room, she's talking to someone. And my grandchildren, I've got Zoom recordings of my grandchildren, all 4 of them sitting in my lap.
Wow.
And the professor would go, oh, Antoinette, you're a very busy grandmother. And he could see that they were like talking and they were listening. And so I've got a lot of Zooms when, and because then the professors that were talking to me, they're overwhelmed. That that these kids are with me in the room. I remember I was doing a placement. I was talking to a client, and he could hear a child in the background. And he goes, "Is that your baby?" I said, "No, that's my grandchild." He goes, "Wow,
Wow, indeed.
Yeah,
wow.
So it's quite interesting that you have to make time if you want to achieve something. So yes, I did. I did make the time, and my family were very supportive.
أطوانات يلي بيعرفك عن قرب بيعرف إنه أنت أم وجدة متفانية. حتى وقفتي أخذتي القرار إنك توقفي عملك وأنت كنت محللة أعمال بكومنولث بانك لحتى تعطي وقت أكتر لأولادك. وبهيدي المساحة يلي فيها بس حبيت تكوني grandmother التقي للمعرفة وقدرت حققت معادلة رابحة. خبرتيني نحن عم نحكي سوا أنه كنت تدرس بالليل. كيف كان الليل تبعك عم بيصير هيك مكان للعلم خصوصي during COVID.
Oh, during COVID, yes. Oh, God bless my husband, Elika. It was what a great, what a great rock. Oh, what a great rock. It would be cold, and he would say, and I would walk into this room at 7 o'clock, our office, our home office, and I would like focus. I don't care. Or not but the past, but the distinction, and I want to show that I'm a man and they are what. أدخل على الأوضة الساعة 7 من عشية، أدرس وقولي عمي الساعة 9 أسمع it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, go to bed and then up again. Like I go to mass in the morning at Our Lady of Lebanon, and that's it. You set yourself a routine. As I said, it's discipline.
طب أنطوانيت حكي لنا كمان هلأ what's the next step؟ شو حابة تعملي؟ ومنعرف إنه أنت كمان you're a volunteer. ومنعرف volunteer work has played a key role. Be your ambition. خبرينا عنه أكثر, please.
Very much. Many years ago, I joined Heaven on Earth with Our Lady of Lebanon Cathedral, and the work that Heaven on Earth and Deacon Robert Pio and his team is unbelievable. And just through feeding on Friday, the people that we feed identified me in a lunch break while I was at Parramatta, while I was working. And he called me out, sister. I just responded, hello. And he was with other people. And these people asked who I was. And I said, I'm just a volunteer. And they said, do you know? Because I was dressed in a corporate outfit. And said, do you know this now? So I just know him through the feed. The way he looked at me, I knew that I need to do more. So I spoke to Robert, and he was very supportive. And I, went and did this degree in order to help those who cannot help themselves. You just can't say, I want to volunteer. You've got to have the authority, have the network, you'd have the
and the skills and the tool and the education.
Yeah, and the tools, yeah. And this degree helps those who have mental illness and so on. So that's what happened. That's how I fell into this degree. And it's been such an eye-opener. There's so many things we lack in order to help those that need our help.
أنطوانيت, اليوم في كتير سيدات كانوا يقولوا لك إنه كيف لك جلد ولا شو وشو عم تجمعي شهادات وأنت مثال أول شيء لحالك للطفلة يلي فيكي وللأنطوانيت اللي بده يصير عمرها 80 سنة لأولادك ولأحفادك. شو بتقولي لكل حدا بجرب يكسر الحلم فينا ويقلنا we're too old to start a new path or to fulfill a dream?
No, you're never too old. Self-improvement is an opportunity that one must always take. Always grab that opportunity, go for your goals, set some goals and achieve them. When you learn something, you don't know who your skills and your knowledge, you don't know who that can help.
Hello,
so if I may come across someone who just needs something and I'm there, I just happen to be there at that moment, and I use the skills and the knowledge that I had achieved from this degree, I feel that I've accomplished what I need to do. So never give up, always. Just recently someone asked me, what did you do? And a lady, she was behind the counter, and she said to me, what did you do? I said, just finished a degree. She said to me, I've always wanted to do that.
شو حلو.
Never wow. say that. Just do it.
Inspiring
just
others.
Do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Once you do it, you're trailblazing. You're inspiring others to do the same.
You're invincible.
Yeah, of course you are. وبعدين بنعرف إنه in many cultures, including our culture, يمكن في كتير إنه العيب هذا المتعلق بالعمر إنه إذا مثلا حدا تقدم فيه العمر بده يكمل دراسة لا عيب إذا بده يلعب رياضة
إذا بده يتجوز بده
يتجوز كمان مرة
بده يبلش مهنة جديدة كأنه خلص
في expiry date الخطوط الحمراء كثيرة الخطوط الحمراء كثيرة فإحنا كتير مبسوطين إنك ما سألتي بهذا الكلام كله عملتي اللي أنت بتحبيه what you have a passion for وبس حابين كمان نعرف whenever someone decides to take an unusual path it's not very unusual بس إنه يعني غير يمكن عن باقي الناس how important is family support?
Very. As I said, I had great support from my husband, Eli, my rock, and just he continually inspired me. My children continually inspired me if I had like a question. So they are there for you. So obviously, yes, your family is your great support. If I had a question, my oldest daughter, Natalie, would like, oh, yes, Mom, I've got that. I know what that is. And I found that they were interested in what I was studying. My son, Wade, was like, oh, yes, I know what you're doing. That's pretty cool, Mom. And, you know, my son, Anthony, would kiss me on my forehead every time I got a good mark. And my daughter, Christine, would like, she's telling all her friends, my mother is studying. Like, it's just very important. And at the same time, I could see their pride. They're very, very proud.
So hello.
Yeah, when I graduated, my grandson Albert stared at me thinking, what is my grandmother wearing?
تبقى أنت الفخر لعائلتك والملهمة لألون ولإلي ما نقول أنه كمان وراء كل امرأة عظيمة رجل أنت أكيد محظوظة كتير أنه يكون شريك حياتك داعم لأحلامك all the way through أطوانات كيروز الأم لأربع أولاد والجدة لخمس أحفاد من قلبنا نحن فخورين فيك
ألف مبروك
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
يا هلا شو حلو هالصباح كتير هيك inspirational ملهم واللي عم بسمعونا وهيك حابين ياخدوا خطوة وما أخدوها ما تترددوا بالآخر الواحد خليه يطلع على هو مصلحته على أحلامه بالآخر الناس اللي بيحاولوا يكسروا جناحاتنا ما رح يعني غير يهنونا لما نحقق النجاح
وهن
بصراحة.
كتير كتار فارس الناس اللي بتكسر
للأسف.
الأحلام كتير كتار آمنوا أنتوا بأحلامكم خلوا الناس تآمن فيها من وراكم
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست جوجل بودكاست سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست